Hello, I'm Jeffrey Logged with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office Inspector General. Teresa Richardson of the OIG's Office of Audit joins me to talk about a new report titled Congressionally Requested Inquiry into the EPA's Use of Text Messaging. Teresa, tell me, why did the OIG decide to conduct this review? The title of the report provides a big clue.
You're absolutely right, Jeff. This review resulted from a congressional request into the EPA's records management practices regarding text messages.
For listeners who are not familiar with the Federal Records Act, would you explain why it was created and why it is so important?
The Federal Records Act requires federal agencies to make and preserve records that document their organization, its functions, policies, decisions, procedures, and transactions. Another way to explain is that the Act holds federal agencies accountable to record how they are using taxpayers' dollars.
Okay, so what were you trying to determine in this report?
Well, basically, just what the congressional request asked of the OIG. We sought to determine what EPA's records-keeping practices are with regard to text messages.
Would you consider text messaging a common form of communication for federal employees?
Yes, I would. We found that this form of communication is very common among EPA employees with government-issued mobile devices, to the tune of 3.1 million texts over a six-month period.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about your findings. Would you summarize some of the more significant ones?
Sure. Overall, we did not find any instances where EPA circumvented the Federal Records Act. Our findings focus more on the management controls for preserving text messages. For example, we looked at how the EPA documents its procedures for responding to congressional requests that may include text message records. We also looked at how the agency provides instructions to employees to search mobile devices that may contain unpreserved text messages, and EPA's controls for preserving substantive text message records before mobile devices are replaced or before text messages are deleted.
So there's some gaps in how the agency captures all potential text messages needed to support agency decisions. What did you ultimately recommend?
Unfortunately, there is no technical solution for managing text message records, so we recommended that the agency continue market research to determine whether an emerging solution can help meet its record-keeping responsibilities.
You noted in the report that the EPA administrator, senior officials, and other employees had indicated that they did not delete, destroy, lose, or misplace text messages needed for records management. However, you found some instances that may actually indicate otherwise. Can you give an example?
Sure. We requested text message samples from a specific senior official's mobile device for a certain time period. The senior official responded that he did not have any text messages on the device for that period. The device had been set to automatically delete text messages every 30 days. So it is likely that any text messages that were substantive and should have been preserved were deleted.
You also found there are other ways that the agency could improve the capturing and preserving of text messages on government-issued mobile devices. Can you expand on that?
Well, I'll talk about one improvement. We found that employees with government-issued mobile devices can change the text message retention settings. Unfortunately, on Apple devices, the agency can't lock down those settings, so we recommended instructing the employees not to change the settings.
So what did the OIG ultimately recommend that the agency do?
Jeff, we worked closely with the agency to understand its business needs while ensuring that it is following record-keeping regulations. Then we made six specific recommendations crafted to help improve the EPA's practices. I've alluded to some of them that involve developing, implementing, and documenting certain procedures and strategies, as well as researching technical solutions.
Now, did the agency agree with all the OIG's recommendations?
EPA concurred with about half of the recommendations, and we negotiated on some others. All in all, the agency's proposed corrective actions will meet the intent of our recommendations.
Teresa, thanks for talking with us today about the findings of your report.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To read this report and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.